Good morning. This is Eric Lofholm. I want to welcome all of you to the Continuous Sales Improvement Daily podcast on this beautiful Monday morning. Thank you for joining me here this morning. The fact that you're here live or you're watching the recording, you are one of the people that makes this call happen because we need an audience to share these ideas with. So thank you for being here this morning. It is clean slate Monday. And thank God for clean slates. Thank God that we can let go of the past. And if you had a challenging weekend last week, you can just, you can let it go. If you had a challenging weekend, you can let it go. If you woke up on the wrong side of the bed and you had a nightmare and you weren't in the best mindset when you woke up this morning, you can just let it go. I had a challenging night last night, and thank God it's clean slate Monday, and I can just let it go because this could be the greatest week of your entire life. You're one idea away from a breakthrough. You're one relationship away from a breakthrough. You're one new account away from a breakthrough. You're one decision away from a breakthrough. Expect a miracle because this could be a miracle day for you or a miracle week for you. We're wrapping up the third quarter. And Saturday starts the fourth quarter. So we get another clean slate on Saturday. Different kind of clean slate. A clean slate for the month of October for the fourth quarter. So I'm excited about that coming up. If you're right-handed, take your right hand. If you're left-handed, take your left hand. Pat yourself on the back and tell yourself, great job for being here this morning. Type into the chat, today is a great day. Today is a great day. I want to encourage you to be coachable. Encourage you as you hear ideas from me or from others that are going to help you. Maybe some of those ideas might be out of your comfort zone. For some of you, there are going to be new ways of thinking, but let's be coachable. I want to tell you a story right now. We're going to have a self-esteem idea today and two money-making ideas. So if you want to make more money, if you want to make more sales, you're in the right place. I'm the guy that teaches you how to make more sales. So I want to tell you a real-life story about a referral I got. So one of my great clients told one of his clients about my sales training and said, hey, Eric could be a great solution for your company. So he does this beautiful three-way introduction. The deal is just teed up for me as good as you could tee up a deal. And I start my sales process about providing sales training for their company. And they bring in the executive team and I meet with them and I gather all the information. And I spent a lot of time putting this deal together and they wanted a proposal and I gave them a phenomenal proposal. And then they didn't respond. They didn't even respond. And so, you know, that happens sometimes in sales, the new term, they ghosted me, right? So this company, the decision maker ghosted me. So what do you do when that happens? Well, what I do is I keep following up and I don't get upset about it. I don't go, how dare they ghost me and get all bent about it. It's just what happens sometimes. I don't want to argue with reality. I don't want to get upset over something that's a normal thing that happens. Like if my teenagers are doing a behavior that they shouldn't be doing, I've got three teenagers and my son's 20. So I've been doing the teenage thing for a long time now as a dad. And I've learned when they're doing their teenage thing, there's no reason to get upset. That's just what's going on. No reason to argue with reality, Eric. So just like that, the person's ghosting me. And I followed up with them again last week. And guess what they did? They still ghosted me. They didn't even respond. This is an executive at a company. Okay. So I'm going to keep following up because the lead is just as good today as it was when I got the lead in the first place. The lead hasn't diminished any. They may no longer have a need or they might have a need. I don't know if they do or they don't, but I'm going to follow up until they say, Eric, go fly a kite. Eric, go pound sand. Until they tell me that, I'm going to keep following up. I'm going to be politely persistent. I'm not going to take it personal. It'd be like me taking it personal when my teenagers do a behavior that they're doing as a teenager. That's not directed at me. They're not doing that behavior at me. They're just whatever. That's just what's going on in their world. So this person ghosting me, it's not anything against me. I've done everything great. I showed up all the appointments on time. I put a nice proposal together. I'm being professional in my follow-up. I've done zero wrong here. So there's zero reason for me to get upset because there's nothing to get upset about. They're not responding for whatever reason. So this is what's going to happen in your life, right? People are going to do behaviors that aren't meeting what you think should happen. And I just throw it out as a possibility that you don't have to get upset about it. They're just doing what they're doing. I don't need to take it personal. And I'm going to keep following up. And you know what? Maybe I'll get that deal to the finish line. And maybe it'll take me 3 more years. Who knows? So some people would respond to the person I'm responding to in a negative way, and they'd blow the deal up. In other words, the person would, that my person I'm trying to close here, if I'm not nice to that person, they might just say, I don't want to do business with you, Eric. So some people blow the deal up. Some people will stop following up. And some people will make it about themselves, like they're the problem. Okay, I'm going to keep following up. I'm not going to blow the deal up, and I'm not going to make it about me because this isn't about me. So those are some practical money-making ideas that can help you get deals to the finish line. The next idea is an idea that I talk about with some frequency because it's just so relevant. It's relevant every day, and it's focus on revenue-producing activities. So you get what you focus on. And you can focus on what's not working. That's not going to manifest money, and it's not going to make more sales. You can focus on how your leads have dried up. If you focus on the fact, hey, I don't have a bunch of leads, that's not going to get you any closer to closing a deal. You can focus on your problems. We all got them. I got problems. It's called life. Life shows up. So I can focus on my problems, but that's not going to make any money. That's not going to close any sales. If my wife and I are having a problem, which we're not, but if we're having a problem and I'm putting my energy on the problem, that does not help solve the problem, and it doesn't help me make any sales. You can focus on the economy, right? Interest rates are doing what they're doing. The stock market's doing what it's doing, whatever. It doesn't make you any money. So I want you to check in with yourself right now. Have you been putting your focus on where you need to put it? If you want your body to be physically different, then focus on creating the results that you want, not on the fact that you can't get your butt to the gym. Because that's not going to get your body in any better shape. Instead of focusing on why you keep eating potato chips at 10 o'clock at night, don't focus on that. Focus on making better choices. So when it comes to revenue, focus on revenue producing activities. Prospecting, generating leads, setting appointments, running sales calls, following up, entering the leads in your CRM, having a positive attitude, going to the networking events, doing the things that are going to drive revenue. That's how you drive revenue. And it can be that simple. You could have woken up today in your head about some problem you've got. Let it go. Get your mind where you need to get it. Napoleon Hill teaches 888. 888 is 8 hours of sleep, 8 hours of work, 8 hours for the other stuff. Okay. Now, maybe it's not exactly 888 for you. Maybe it's 97, whatever the math is, 978, or maybe it's 10, blah, 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 right? Whatever it is. But here's the point. Whatever your work window is, mine tends to be an 8 hour workday. Okay. Whatever your work window is, put on the blinders and do work. More importantly, if you're in sales or business, put on the blinders and do revenue producing activities. And then the family stuff you do in that non-working, non-sleeping hours. Okay, don't solve problem solve when you're sleeping. Okay, you need to get your sleep when you're sleeping. And then you produce during your working hours, and then you got these other 8-hour window or whatever your window is to eat and exercise and your spiritual life and your relationship and whatever else you got going. And then in this model, you got 2 days off a week. And during those 2 days, you could choose to work or whatever. It's your choice. But there's enough time in the day if you're prioritizing properly. Some of you are trying to get too much done in a day. All you can get done in a day is 1 day's worth of work. You can't do 2 days worth of work in a day. It doesn't work. So if you're constantly in overwhelm, you're probably trying to do more than a day's worth of work in a day. Do one productive day's worth of work during the workday. That's all you can do. Focus on revenue producing activities. If you're going to focus on revenue producing activities, type the word yes in the chat right now. If today you're like, you know what, Eric, today I'm going to focus on revenue producing activities, type the word yes in the chat, because all we have is today. All we have is today. We don't have tomorrow today. Tomorrow, when it gets here, will be today. All we have is the present moment. So let's all go out and produce today. My last idea for you is one of my favorite ideas, and it's called accurate thinking. Accurate thinking is looking at your situation and having accurate thinking about your situation. Specifically for motivational purposes today, Ed, I want you to have accurate thinking about your greatness. Because that's who you are, Ed, the amazing Ed. That's who you are. I see your greatness. I see your consistency, Ed. I see your heart. I see your desire. I see you working to get better. And you are. So sometimes I'll be on a coaching call and somebody doesn't see themselves as great. And so it's like, okay, let's be honest about your greatness. Doubt your doubts. Doubt your doubts. Why do we believe what we believe about ourselves? Because when you were age 4, 5, 6, and 7, a bunch of beliefs got in your head. And some of you are operating in your 40s and 50s and 60s and 70s, depending on how old you are, you're operating based on beliefs that were in your head at age 4, 5, 6, and 7. Because somebody told you something about yourself and then you created a belief. And the belief was, I'm not good enough. Because my dad told me when I was 7 years old and I played in this Little League baseball game and this thing happened and I did fantastic, but I struck out and my dad got on me for striking out. And I did all these other awesome things, but that one thing he got on me, and I've been carrying it around for decades. I'm not good enough. It's not true. It's not true. You are good enough. You have a purpose in life. You have many purposes in life, and it could be this simple. I have 4 children, 2 are mine and 2 are my stepkids. One of my purposes in life is to be all 4 of their dads. So it could be that simple. You don't have to have a purpose. It doesn't have to be as like change the world. And if that's your purpose, that's awesome. My purpose, one of them, is to teach sales skills to people all over the world. God put that in my heart. So you have whatever is in your heart. And then you have these things like, Being a stepdad is one of my purposes. Vicky, who works for me, one of her purposes is to be the office manager for Eric Offham International. That is one of her purposes in life. Her job. So I believe there's value in recognizing you have a purpose in life. You have many purposes in life. Have accurate thinking about your greatness. Doubt your doubts. You have greatness inside of you. I believe in you. I'm in your corner. So let's all go out today, guys, and produce. Let's have a successful, productive day. Let's maintain, to the best of our ability, a positive mental attitude. If producing means making prospecting calls, do that. If producing means running sales calls, do that. If producing means going to a networking meeting today, do that. If producing means go to the gym today, do that. If producing means make a meal for your family, then do that. If producing is picking up your son or daughter from school, then do that. If producing is helping your son or daughter with their homework, then do that. If producing means encouraging your spouse, then do that. If producing means following up today, then do that. Like whatever producing means for you, let's go. Have a great, successful, productive day. Thanks for joining me today. Anna, have a great day. Paul, thanks for joining me. Janice, have a great day. Jeremy, thank you for joining me. Natalie, you know the number. It's 5. Have a great day, Natalie. You have greatness inside of you. George, have a great day. George, we're going to create $3 million in revenue together. Jim, have a great day. Steve Shaw, you are a master recruiter. That is who you are. Mike, thank you for joining me. Pamela, great to have you. Dave Austin, you have greatness inside of you, Dave. Thank you for joining me. Ed, thank you for joining me. John in Canada, thank you for the thumbs up, John. You have greatness inside of you. Jim North, have a great day today. Jim George, have a great day today. Thank you for joining me. Over on Facebook, Christine, have a great day. Ingrid, thanks for being here. Grace, thanks for joining me. Sandra, thanks for being here today on Facebook. Thank you guys for the energy you brought on the Facebook thread. All right, it's going to wrap our call. Have a great day. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.